Test 78, Section 2, Question 16, and here we're looking to fill in the blank. And it says, in most of this forest, the expected outbreak of tree-eating tussock moths should not be countered. So, don't worry too much about the moths, just let them go. After all, the moth is beneficial where suppression of forest fires, for example, has left the forest unnaturally crowded with immature trees. So the moth helps where you want to suppress fires, or suppression of fires has left it unnaturally crowded with immature trees. So basically, the moth is helpful when you have a bunch of immature trees. And, well, in this case, we're actually looking for what would help the argument, because it's saying the conclusion is most strongly supported. So this is a strengthened question where we're filling in the blank. And really what it says is let the moth go because it's helpful when there are a lot of immature trees. And, well, what we would need is that this area that we're talking about, in most of the forest, you have a lot of immature trees. It's unnaturally crowded. So we look at our answers. More than half the forest is unnaturally crowded with immature trees. That is exactly what we want, because if more than half of the forest is unnaturally crowded, then most of the forest, in most of the forest, we shouldn't limit it because the moths are beneficial. So A is great. I honestly would take A and run, but let's eliminate the others. Mature trees are usually the first to be eaten by tussock moths. That would actually weaken the argument because we want it to be overcrowded. We want it to offset the overcrowding due to immature trees. So, usually a higher proportion of mature trees than immature are the ones destroyed by forest fires. Well, we don't actually care that much about what's destroyed in fires and like what percentage. We just know where suppression of fires has left this, the case. So, and the forest fires are just an example of a way that you can get too many immature trees. D, the expected, and so if anything, this passage is suggesting that you actually are getting more immature trees destroyed by fire than mature. D, the expected outbreak of tussock moths will almost certainly occur if no attempt is made. That's not really that relevant. We want to know whether or not they are beneficial in this particular forest, and so D doesn't really do much. There are no completely effective countermeasures. That would tell us why it might not work if we tried, but it doesn't say whether or not we should try. And so A is definitely our best response here.